Okay, today we're going to begin Maseches Demai. This actually begins a series of Masechtos in the first half of Seder Zeraim that are quite challenging. Demai, Klayim, Shviyas, these are the more challenging Masechtos of Seder Zeraim, and then after that, it tends to get a little bit easier. But a little bit of an introduction to Maseches Demai. The concept of Demai is that Amei Ha'aretz are not trusted to have been mafrish all of the Trumas and Maisos that are necessary to be mafrish, and therefore there was a Takana of Yochanan Kohen that when we purchase or receive produce from an Am Haaretz, that we have to take maestros ourselves. But a little bit of background into how to take maestros. First thing you do is, if you have 100 bushels of wheat, you have to give truma to the Kohanim. How many bushels do you give for truma? So Ayin Beinanis, the average is 1/50th, but there's no real shir min HaTorah. It's just that that's the average that we give 1/50th. We give 2% to the Kohen. That 2% that is Truma is usher for a Zar to eat, and a Zar is Chayiv Misa. Non-Kohen is Chayiv Misa if he eats Truma. Then after you take Truma Gedolah, you take 10% to give as Maisa Rishon, and that goes to Leviim. Both of those things happen every year. Once the Levi gets his Maisa Rishon, he takes 10% of his Maisa Rishon and he gives that to a Kohen, and that's what's called Trumas Maiser. Now, the difference between Truma Gedolah and Trumas Maiser on the one hand and Maisa Rishon on the other hand is that Truma Gedolah and Trumas Maiser have a din of Truma that only a Kohen is allowed to eat it. It's not just a Dine Mamanus issue that it belongs to a Kohen, it's an Isser Veheter issue that you're Chayiv Misa if you eat it and you're not a Kohen. Yet, when it comes to Maisa Rishon, it's just a din emamnas issue. It belongs to a Levi, but the Levi could share it with whoever he wants. If the Levi has a grandson who's a Yisrael, he can share it with his grandson. There's nothing wrong with if he has friends over for dinner, he can share it with his friends who are not Leviim. There's nothing wrong with a non-Levi eating Maisa Rishon. Once the Maisa Rishon has been taken, so then in years 1, 2, 4, and 5 of a Shemitah cycle, he takes Maisa Sheni. A person would take Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni, you get to keep for yourself. Only thing is, you got to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat it in Yerushalayim. Or if you can't schlep all those bushels of wheat to Yerushalayim, you can exchange it for money with a 25% penalty and bring it to Yerushalayim. So if you have $100 worth of wheat that's too much for you to schlep to Yerushalayim, you exchange it for $125 of cash, you bring the cash to Yerushalayim, and you spend that money on food. However, during the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, there's no Maiser Sheni, instead there is Maiser Ani. You give 10% to an Ani. And once you've been mafresh, all of those things, then the rest of your produce is regular chulin, and it could be eaten in the normal way. Now, many Amei Ha'aretz were not so careful about all of these halachos, and there would be mafresh Truma Gedolah, but that's it. Only Truma Gedolah, because they were afraid of the onesh of Misa. So Tavua that came from Nam Haaretz, grain or produce that comes from Nam Haaretz, is called Demai. And that's what this whole Masechta is about. The word Demai, Chazal tell us, is an atrikon of Demai. What is this? Meaning we don't know what it is. So that's what the Gemara in Sotet of Mem Chesam and Aleph tells us, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was Gozar al HaDemai, that he sent messengers throughout all of Eretz Yisrael, and he saw that the Amei Ha'aretz were only being mafresh Truma Gedolah, but Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, some of them were being maaser, others were not. So he said, okay, whenever you buy something from an Amei Ha'aretz, you could assume Truma Gedolah was taken, but you could no longer assume that Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Maiser Ani were in fact taken. So that's the Takanas Demai of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Why is it that we learn Maseches Demai after Maseches Peah? So the Rambam writes, because Demai is something that Aniim have an advantage of over regular people, because when we're going to learn later on in Perek Gimel that your Machilinas Aniim Demai, that Aniim are allowed to eat Demai, because really most Amei Aretz do are mafresh the Maiser properly. It's just on account of the significant minority of Amei Ha'aretz that don't. Yochanan Kohen Gadol made this takana, but he never made this takana at the expense of Aniyim. So Aniyim are allowed to eat Demai. So since Peah was all about Matnos Aniyim, it follows that we're going to discuss something in which Aniyim have an advantage. So the first Mishnah is going to be a little bit odd, because the you would think the first Mishnah in Demai would talk about when Demai applies. The first mission in Demai is all about the exceptions to Demai. Hakalin Sheba Demai. Let's start. Mishnah Aleph. Hakalin Sheba Demai. The fruits that we're about to list are Kalin Sheba Demai. These are kulas, these are leniencies that if you purchase these from Nama Aretz, you actually don't have to take maestros. So Hashisin, one of them are the first figs that come out from under the branches, under the leaves of a tree that are not fully ripened, and they come off of the they fall off of the tree when they're not fully ripened. Vahariman, varimin, and some type of fruit that grows on a bush. Vahauzradin, some other type of fruit that also is considered to be like tiny, they look like tiny little apples. Ubnos shuach, another type of low quality fig. Ubnos shikma, the fruit that grows on a shikma tree. Vinovos satamara, and dates that come off of a tree before they're fully ripened. Vahagufnin, certain types of grapes that don't fully ripen. Vahanitzba, the fruit from a tzlaf bush. Uvi Yehuda, and in the lands of Yehuda, haog, which is a type of a low tree that has like green flowers, and it has and its materials are used to tan hides, and the peros that it produces are these red clusters that are not considered to be chashuv. Vachometz shabi Yehuda, and vinegar in Yehuda that didn't come from wine that had turned sour, and therefore it was instead temed that had become soured, and therefore it's not considered to be chashuv. Vahakuspar, and some type of bean called a kuspar. Rabbi, so all of these things are pater from Demai. Why are all of these things pater from Demai? Why wouldn't we assume that the Amei Aretz didn't take the Maiso? So there's a machlokas Amoraim in the Yerushalmi about this. One of the Amoraim says it's because these are not chashuv apeiros, so the Amei Aretz aren't going to refrain from taking maestros. It's no loss for them, really. Meaning, normally, why don't they want to take maestros? Because they want to save the money. But over here, these peros are lousy anyway, so they're not going to be trying to save the money. The other shita in the Yerushalmi is that most of these peros can be found as hefker, and hefker is part of our maestros anyway. Since these are not chashuv peros, no one's interested in these peros. So they're hefker. Now, if you hold that it's hefker, it's part of all maestros. So it's not only demai, it would be totally pater. Even if it was really tevel, it would be totally pater. That's a discussion whether this is only true about demai or it's true about all peros. That's talui in those two deos in the Yerushalmi. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Amar kol hashisin peturin. All shisin are pater from demai. You buy them from Amaretz, you pater from taking maestros. Chutz mishal dufra, except for a certain type of fig that makes peros twice a year in the springtime and in the summertime, and its shisin are good figs. Kala rimin peturin. Chutzmi rime shikmona, except for rimim that grow in shikmona. Kolbino shikma pturos, all bino shikma. I'm not translating these terms because we don't know what they are anyway. They're just different types of fruits. All different, that are low quality fruits. All bino shikma are patur, chutzmin hamustafos, except for the bino shikma that are mustafos, that stay in the tree long enough until they start cracking a little bit, and apparently they are higher quality than the rest of what that tree produces. Now, when it comes to Mishnah Beis, when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai, Maaser Sheni is, in general, Maaser Sheni has a number of halachos that apply, yet when it comes to Maaser Sheni of Demai, this mission is going to list all the halachos of Maaser Sheni that don't apply to Maaser Sheni of Demai, a series of 8 different halachos related to Maaser Sheni, to real Maaser Sheni, that won't apply to Maaser Sheni of Demai. Again, Maaser Sheni of Demai means that you got produce from an Amaretz, maestros may have already been taken from it, but it's a din midirabanan that we make you take maestros again. So when you take the maestros sheni from demai, it's not going to be as severe in terms of its status as regular maestros sheni. So that's what this entire mission is about. It's about all the normal rules of maestros sheni that don't apply to maestros sheni shel demai. So hademai for first halacha in lo chomesh. Normally, when it comes to regular maestros sheni, as we mentioned before, if you exchange it for money, there's a 25%. 10% penalty when you exchange it for money. That does not apply to Maaser Sheni of Demai. If you have $100 of Maaser Sheni of Demai that you need to bring to Yerushalayim, you could exchange it for $100 cash and bring that to Yerushalayim. Number two, Ve'ein Lo Biur. You don't have to get rid of it on Erev Pesach, or the fourth and seventh year, like you normally would of real Maaser Sheni. Normally, real Maaser Sheni, if you have it in your house in Erev Pesach, of the fourth and seventh year, you normally have to get rid of all of the matnos, all of the matanos that need to, and make sure they're in the right hands, that all your Maaser Rishon is in the Levi's hands, all of your Truma is in the Kohen's hands, and your Maaser Sheni, you got to destroy, but not Maaser Sheni of Demai. Number three, V'necha La'onein. There's a Din Mida Oraisa that an Onein is not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. When we say the word onein in Mishnayos, it's different than colloquially what we refer to an onein as. When colloquially we refer to an onein, we talk about someone in between the death of a relative and the burial of a relative. In Mishnayos, that's called Misha Meso Muta Lefanav. Onein means even after the burial, for that entire first day, a person has a din of an onein midaraisa, and he's not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni. So that does not apply to Maaser Sheni Shel Demai. V'nichnas l'Yerushalayim v'yotzei. Another halacha about real Maaser Sheni is if the peiros of Maaser Sheni ever made it into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to take them out of Yerushalayim. But Maaser Sheni of Demai, even if the peiros made it into Yerushalayim, they could be taken out of Yerushalayim. And another halacha, umma abdinas miyuto, Badrachim. So this is somewhat of a cryptic line, a little controversial how to read it, but for some reason the assumption seems to be that when it comes to real Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to destroy any of it, not even a tiny, tiny amount of it, on the way toward Yerushalayim. But Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, you're allowed to destroy less than a grogro size of it on your way to Yerushalayim. Others say that no, it means if you have a little bit of Maaser Sheni of Demai, you're allowed to be ma'abedit because of the tircha of traveling and bringing it to Yerushalayim, as opposed to Maaser Sheni Vadai, where no matter how small a quantity is, you got to get it to Yerushalayim. Vidos nal amaretz, another halacha that you could give it to an amaretz to eat it in Yerushalayim, even though the amaretz might eat a pituma, regular Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to give to an amaretz because he might eat a pituma. V'yochal kenegdo, whatever you give to the amaretz, you should eat from his peros. You should eat from your peros betaras Maaser in Yerushalayim, corresponding to the amount that you gave to the amaretz. Umechalim also kesef al kesef, nechoshes al nechoshes. Kesef al nechoshes, unechoshes al peros, obvachi yachzer v'yiftes al peros. Regular Maaser Sheni, once you've changed it for money, you're not allowed to be poded it on anything else, on different money or on other peros or anything else that you're then going to bring to Yerushalayim. No, once you've changed it for money, that money has to be brought to Yerushalayim and then spent on food in Yerushalayim that you're then going to eat there. But Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, you could exchange it if it's already been exchanged for kesef, you could exchange it for other kesef. It's already been exchanged for nechoshes, you could exchange it for other nechoshes. If it's already been exchanged for nechoshes, you could exchange that for peros, as long as you could be poda the peros on that money, as long as you have in mind that at the time that you're mechal the money on the peros, to go and be poda the peros again. But if at the time that you're mechal the money on the peros, your plan was to bring those peros to Yerushalayim, then you're not allowed to go be poda it again. You have to bring those peros to Yerushalayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's shita, that we're mekel a Maaser Sheni of Demai, and he holds that you're allowed to be mechal the money on other money and money on peros, and to be poda those peros again. But if a chamomrim ye alu haperus ve'achlu biyushalayim, that even when it comes to Maaser Sheni Shel Demai, once you're mechalal the money on peros, you're not allowed to then redeem those peros. Even if that was your plan all along, you have to bring those peros to Yerushalayim. So this eighth and final halacha about a kula of Maaser Sheni Shel Demai is subject to machlokas. So essentially, just to review, we learned two mishnayos. The first mishnah taught us all of the types of fruits that the din of Demai does not apply to, because the fruits are very low quality fruits, and therefore there's no din of Demai on those fruits. And Mishnah Beis taught us that there are eight different halachos that apply to regular Maaser Sheni, but for Maaser Sheni from Demai, those halachos will not apply. But Ezra Hashem, next time we will do Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet.